Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Easiest contest. It could be you winning big this morning. Polls are open at your B-Morning Coffee Club. Get out there and vote. Use that right that we have to let our opinion be heard. You've got voting going on in your family about Thanksgiving now that Halloween's over, huh?
Yeah, but I don't know how much of a democracy our decision and our family is. Mama Jay is hosting Thanksgiving. So she has never cared for turkey. And every year, we've all spoken up and fought for turkey. Well, this year, she called everybody, and then she called me. Supposedly, she called everybody. She called me, and she goes, there's going to be no turkey this year for Thanksgiving. Nobody wants it. And I go, nobody wants it? And she was like, yeah, nobody likes it. I told you, why would I make it if nobody likes it? I'm making lasagna. Don't worry, I'll have all the sides everybody loves, but just not the turkey. It's just a waste. And I'm like, man, it just won't feel right. You can have like lasagna any day. I guess you could have turkey any day too, but it's like, I don't know.
I like lasagna, and my family does that as a secondary choice.
Right.
But still,
the turkey is still there. She's like, nope. And that's just it. With the older my mom gets, the less like you're going to sway her. She's just set in her ways.
We had the opposite problem at my house. I was a vegetarian for 4 years. And when I told my dad, it was like right before I was coming home for Thanksgiving from college. I was like, just want you to know, I'm a vegetarian now. I'm not going to have any turkey. Oh, my God. You would have thought that the world was ending. He was flipping out. He was like, yeah, you're going to let your mother slave over a turkey and you're not even going to have some?
Wow. Man, families.
Dad, if you could have the tofu ready for me.
You know how they always say, be careful with topics when the family gathers during
right.
the holidays?
Absolutely.
Your family's already battling over turkey, yay or nay.
But this is the thing. I kind of want to go and call everyone myself and be like, did you really tell mommy you don't want turkey?
Right,
or is she
right.
just saying you did? Because if I'm the only one who loves turkey and gravy, then I'll make my own.
Well, maybe Mama Jay thinks she's better at making a lasagna. So I'm on her side. If that's what she feels and she doesn't want to disappoint anybody, make it a bad bird. But I've got an idea.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I've got bad ideas.
No, I'm not the king of bad. Well, you guys think I am. This idea is really good that could help everybody in your family, and that's next. All right, family drama ready. Halloween just ended. Not even done with all the candy, and at TJ's house already arguing about what they're going to have for Thanksgiving. Mama Jay's hosting. She says no to
turkey.
And yes to
lasagna.
But her claim is that no one else wants turkey. She called the whole family. The whole family. You're saying, oh, I don't know what she did. She just has never liked turkey.
And Morgan's going to be home for her first Thanksgiving since, you know, joining the Air Force, 4 years ago. So she also called Maury. She was like, you know, your daughter does not like turkey either. And I go, huh, because we had it every year for like her whole life.
Yeah.
And she seemed okay with it. Nope, doesn't like it. It's like, okay, well, whatever, Ma. That's fine. I'm just it's going to be weird with stuffing and lasagna.
On the Donuts Alike text line, someone says, hey, maybe just cook your own turkey breasts and bring it for a side thing. But
I'm not walking in that house with turkey.
No, that would upset her. Huh?
That would upset her. I'll just make one at home and keep it there.
Is it going to be like at a dry wedding when people run into the car for a flask? Hear me running out to the car for a bite of turkey and then running back inside to the cranberry sauce?
Where does she keep going? Yeah. I got like turkey in the trunk.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to tell grandma they're going out for their turkey fix.
In the glove box, right? It's nice and warm in the glove box. That turkey breast all sliced
up. What'd you bring?
Yeah.
Come on out to the driveway. Don't let her know.
I thought I had the idea. You just trumped me. But hear me out. You know, I have ideas.
Yes.
Okay. So in our favorite grocery store now, they have Thanksgiving in a bag in the form of chips and popcorn. You could get chips that taste like turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes. Just open up the bag. Maybe bring that.
Ew.
That's your little side thing. They even have like garlic mashed potato chips. You see, it's side dishes. You could do a whole meal just with chips opening up a bag.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
That is one of the worst ideas you've had. And you've had a lot of bad ones. But that's just gross.
It is easy. There's a minimal cleanup. Tastes like Thanksgiving. It's just in a bag. It's in your favorite grocery store now. Chips and popcorn flavored Thanksgiving sides and turkey and gravy. It is your B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow and producer Hope. Good morning. Tuesday, election day. Polls are open. Be alert. Driving. Many have a lot on their minds heading to the polls. Be safe. We're here for you. And we also got all the details coming up on how you could still win $5,000 and involves our app. All the details about that coming up. And you were thinking of an idea. If you hit that $5,000, you would reinvest into what?
I'm going to invest in a whole bunch of those igloos, like what they got down at the Rock Holiday Village. Because I'm telling you what, people want to eat in the winter in an igloo. I don't know. I get that it's at the Rock Holiday Village. And they want like the market and the ice skating and all of that. Really, is that what they want? Or do they just want to eat in an igloo?
What would you do with that igloo?
I'd set them, I don't know, maybe my front yard, set up some igloos, put some like fire tables in there, like, hey, $1,000.
It could be like a real life snow globe.
$1,000
a night. Look, everybody, move around. Move in there.
Wait until the train comes by. It's like you're on the Polar Express.
Where's that train coming from? Are you going to be driving?
I live across from the train tracks.
Oh, gotcha.
So the train will come through, and I'll just come out the front door and be like, why to the North Pole, of course? And then I can sell it as like a family, I don't know, experience.
You live on a very busy road, so you wouldn't even have to get a marketing budget.
Correct.
Just people driving by.
That's it. They'll be like, oh, is that an igloo? How much? These igloos, I'm telling you, every year they sell out so fast.
I didn't even know that they had gone up for sale. And you were like, the igloos are already sold out. It's like, I didn't even know that they were up for sale yet.
It's like a hot commodity, these igloos. And why no one's thought to like put them up at Parcel 5 or something for the winter and rent them out, I don't know. So I guess I'm going to have to do it on the west side in my front yard.
The entrepreneurial spirit
is... Yeah, so 5,000
coming out of TJ.
Should get me a few... dozen igloos, some out front, out back.
I'm happy to help. I did a whole research project on these igloos when I was in college for one of my classes because I studied tourism.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Really happy to help you work on a marketing budget for that. They're like $1,000 a pop. Totally can make it up in one winter.
I can make it up in one night. I mean, $1,000. There you go.
I wonder if anyone's just bought it for their family. We're just going to have an igloo in the back. We're just going to have sleepovers.
Every year, Liam builds an igloo out of the snow out back. And I'm telling you, these igloos, they've gotten quite, because I have those little, they look like bricks that you can make with snow, pack them with snow.
Yeah.
And so he'll go out back and make a whole bunch of bricks, pile it up and make this igloo. And Steve gets out there with him, of course. And then he really studs. Then they have like a little fire pit area. And then they make like a little snow person family.
Wow.
And I'll go out. They'll get their glow sticks in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to support this. Where do I make reservations for your backyard? The igloo next to the swamp. I'm in. How about Halloween decorations? Most are coming down slowly and some are going right to Christmas. So with your Bee Morning Coffee Club, how about the pumpkins that you carve? What are you doing with that?
Well, even the ones that you haven't carved, today's heat, it's going to be 80 degrees, pretty close to 80 degrees today. So even the ones you haven't carved are going, you're going to want to not let those sit around. They're probably going to start decaying for sure. So they're saying that you should not put them in your garbage. They should not go to the landfill. The problem is it's really not good to put material that's going to decay into our landfill because when it breaks down, it gives off methane gas that gets trapped in the landfill, eventually percolates up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it's not good. And the thing is that this is so good for wildlife, so good for animals. So try to either compost your pumpkins or feed them to the wildlife. Feed the birds with them. Give them to the zoo or to someone who, you know, locally can use them rather than throwing them in the garbage because a lot of people throw them out.
Yeah, and they are decaying. Pumpkins are an excellent source of vitamins, fiber, benefiting not just humans, but also plants and animals. You ever go by a landfill and you see all the chimneys, the small chimneys going up? That's all the fumes they got to let out, all the gases.
The methane.
Yes.
And that's ridiculous to do with some. You know, it's not the right way to get rid of our pumpkins, especially when we have so much. Like, I have a ton of woods behind my house. Mm-hmm. So we'll set them out there rather than throwing them in the garbage.
Give the deers a little treat.
Yeah.
You're going to cut them in half so then the birds can have some of the seeds too.
Right. Exactly. So that we'd rather do that than just toss them in our in our garbage.
And for me, it's garbage day. My favorite day of the week. I like getting stuff out of my house. That's what I was doing. Just filling up the garbage, putting it on the curb before I left this morning. Ah, love getting it all out there. How about you?
Texter says, my neighbor has a chicken coop with about a dozen chickens. They love our leftover pumpkins. Plus, it scores me some fresh farm eggs once in a while. So, yeah, there is more you can do with it rather than just chucking it in your garbage.
And fresh farm eggs taste different regular eggs you get at the store.
Yes, sir.
Almost creamier. Mm-hmm. And when you're caught off guard having it for the first time, it throws you a little bit. I just recently had some. Thank you so much. You know, some people love to show off their animals. Here, take it with you.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I'm just here. Hang out. No, take eggs with you. And they wound up being delicious, but creamy. So if you're not expecting it, beware. How about you? What do you do with your pumpkins? You just throw them out? Maybe there's other ways. Please help us. We help each other. It takes a village. 585-252-WBEE. All right. Trash experts say don't throw the pumpkins in the trash. It's not good for the landfill. So what are you going to do with your pumpkins?
This texter said, we take ours to Braided Acre Farms in Hilton on Saturday. They're having an event called Pumpkins for Pigs, where you can go visit the farm, pet the pigs, and feed them some pumpkin chunks.
Wow. I didn't know
pigs
about that.
Pigs love pumpkins.
Do they? Okay. Also on the text line, it says, I use my pumpkins left over from Halloween for target practice. Take it out in the woods and pop, pop.
That'd probably be pretty cool. Yes, this texter says, my wife and I compost the pumpkins every year, but when we can't do that, we just throw them across the street in the field for the wildlife. It's a good thing to note. People aren't aware of that. Yes. Feed your local wildlife. Birds, squirrels, deer. I mean, animals love pumpkins. as a natural food source.
This texter said, I bake my pumpkins so that I can use them in pies and smoothies instead of buying pumpkin puree. My kids love to have fresh pumpkin puree for breakfast smoothies every single morning. I never would have thought to make a pumpkin smoothie.
Yummy. All right. How about you? What you doing with your pumpkins? They say don't put them in the trash. WBE.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.